I would like to provide additional material that goes into detail on these various subjects. Much of this material is authored by, surprisingly enough, medical doctors who are trained in surgery and the prescribing of drugs. They know the truth firsthand from an insider's perspective. Other authors come directly from the industry that they are writing about. Again, insiders. All of this material is available directly by going to our website, naturalcures.com, or by calling our 800 number, 800-931-4721. If you're outside the U.S., look at the book or on the website for our international ordering number. But all of these books are available. Now, if you do purchase any of these books, CDs, or videotapes, when you do buy them from us, I do make a small profit on that sale. However, if you purchase any other products that I recommend, in the spirit of full disclosure, you have to know I do not, under any circumstances, make any money or receive any compensation. There is absolutely no financial incentive for me to recommend any product or service. As far as I know, I'm one of the only authors who is not compensated financially on the sale of products he recommends. I do this to let you know my recommendations about what products to use, what supplements to take, etc., are what I absolutely, honestly believe in my heart is best for you and your family. My mission is to be a guiding force in helping people all over the world be healthy. I don't want to have a financial interest, just like the people that are recommending drugs for use. If they have a financial incentive in that recommendation, how do you know it's true? So I want to make sure that I have no conflicts of interest. Please do buy your books and information from us directly, because it will help support the mission of me getting this information out. Now, in this particular chapter, what I've done, and you obviously should have a copy of the book, or you can always go to the website. What I've done here is I have made some book recommendations. Some of these things are videotapes or DVDs or audio tapes. Most of them are books, though, which go into detail on each one of these particular subjects in great detail, much more than I could cover in this book. So if there's a subject that you're still not convinced on, what I'm doing is I'm pointing you in the direction. I'll say, fine, you're not convinced on this particular subject, then read this book or this book or this book. It'll give you every bit of information you have and show you that what I'm saying is true. What I'm doing here is just condensing it down. So number one, if you're not convinced that pasteurized and homogenized milk is deadly, if you're not convinced that you should only be eating organic, raw, unpasteurized, and unhomogenized dairy products, then there are three books you should read. One is called Homogenized Milk May Cause Your Heart Attack. Next is Don't Drink Your Milk. And lastly is Milk, the Deadly Poison. Again, you can get those books by calling our 800 number or going to our website. If you're not convinced that aspartame, which is NutraSweet, and monosodium glutamate are deadly and should never be consumed, then there are three books you can read. Aspartame, NutraSweet, Is It Safe? Excitotoxins, The Taste That Kills, and In Bad Taste, The MSG Symptom Complex. If you're not convinced that you right now absolutely have a candida yeast overgrowth causing all types of medical problems, including excess weight, arthritis, depression, PMS, acne, migraine, stress, constipation, bloating, skin rashes, and more, then read Life Force. That's the book, Life Force. Next, if you're not convinced that subtle energy therapies can cure virtually every disease, then there are three books you got to read. Sanctuary, that's the first one. That talks about the gentleman that I use in Southern California. Vibrational Medicine, which is the number one handbook of subtle energy therapies. And Energy Medicine, The Scientific Basis. Next, if you're not convinced that food additives, this is the stuff that the food industry is putting in the food and in many cases not even listing on the label. If you're not convinced that food additives are a leading cause of illness, then read Hard to Swallow, The Truth About Food Additives. If you're not convinced the food industry is purposely creating foods that make you physically addicted, increase your appetite, make you fat, and give you disease, then read Fast Food Nation or The Crazy Makers, How the Food Industry is Destroying Our Brains and Harming Our Children. Genetically Engineered Food, Changing the Nature of Nature. Food Politics. Restaurant Confidential or Fatland. These are all great books. Next, if you're not convinced that vaccines are deadly, causing disease, and should never be used. Oh boy, this is a big controversial subject, I know. Talk about politics and the money involved in this. Well, read these, man. This will blow your mind. Read A Shot in the Dark. Next book is called Vaccines. Are they really safe and effective? And the last book is called What Your Doctor May Not Tell You About Children's Vaccinations. You got to read them. You got to be informed. Next, not convinced that cancer can be cured without drugs and surgery? Well, there's a bunch of books you can read on this one. One's called The Cancer Cure That Worked, 50 Years of Suppression. Next, The Cancer Conspiracy. Next, How to Fight Cancer and Win. Next, The Bruce Cancer Cure. Next, The Cancer Industry. Next, The Cure for All Cancers. Next, The Healing of Cancer, The Cures, The Cover-Ups, and Solution Now. Next, not convinced that stress causes your body to become acidic, and when handled, that virtually all disease can be cured? Then read Stress, the Silent Killer. And also when you call, there are several books by Dr. Mortar that talk about acid and alkaline. There are a whole host of Dr. Mortar books. I'm not going to list them all, but call and ask for books by Dr. Mortar. Next, not convinced that your thoughts can make you sick or heal you? Then read Anatomy of an Illness as Perceived by the Patient. Next, great book. This one I love. Why Animals Don't Get Heart Attacks, But People Do. The Discovery That Will Eradicate Heart Disease. Next, Head First, The Biology of Hope and Healing Power of the Human Spirit. Next, not convinced that you should never eat any meat or poultry that is not organic? Now, this if you're a meat eater, I love meat, right? But read this, it'll blow your mind. You still eat your meat. See? Still eat lamb, beef, chicken. Stay away from pork. But you got to read this because this will open up your eyes. Slaughterhouse, The Shocking Story of Greed, Neglect, and Inhumane Treatment Inside the U.S. Meat Industry. Mad Cow, Plain Truth from the Cattle Rancher Who Won't Eat Meat. Prisoned Chickens, Poisoned Eggs, an Inside Look at the Modern Poultry Business. Not convinced that our food is loaded with chemicals causing illness and disease? Then read The Chemical Feast by Ralph Nader. A Chemical Feast, it's another book. And Sowing the Wind. Next, not convinced that electromagnetic pollution is bombarding your body causing all types of medical problems? And read Cross Currents. Next, The Electromagnetic Fields. Two great books. Next, not convinced that we all have an energetic field around us that is adversely affected by magnetic pollution, then read The Unseen Self, which is Carillion Photography Explained. And the next book is called Carillion Photography, A Hands-On Guide. Not convinced that drugs are poisons and cause most disease, then read Overdose, The Case Against the Drug Companies. Prescription Drugs, Side Effects, and Your Health, and Bitter Pills, Inside the Hazardous World of Legal Drugs. Not convinced that the pharmaceutical industry is purposely selling ineffective, dangerous drugs and working tirelessly to suppress natural, effective cures for disease, then read Racketeering in Medicine, The Suppression of Alternatives. The Drug Lords, America's Pharmaceutical Cartel. The Big Fix, how the pharmaceutical industry rips off the American consumer. The assault on medical freedom, why American health care costs so much. Disease mongers, how doctors, drug companies, and insurers are making you sick. Under the Influence of Modern Medicine, great book. The Social Transformation of American Medicine. Confessions of a Medical Heretic. Approximately 2.4 million operations performed every year are unnecessary and cost around 12,000 lives. In six New York hospitals, 43% of performed hysterectomies reviewed were found to be unjustified. Historically, when doctors go on strike, the mortality rate actually drops. That's the subtitle of his book. Next book is called Medical Blunders. Next, not convinced that psychiatry, psychology, and all psychiatric drugs harm patients and actually cause depression, suicide, violent acts, and disease, then read Psychiatry, the Ultimate Betrayal, one of my favorite books of all time. Next, your drug may be your problem. How and why to stop taking psychiatric medications. Talking back to Ritalin, what doctors aren't telling you about stimulants and ADHD. Next, talking back to Prozac. Next, the Antidepressant Fact Book. Next, the Myth of Mental Illness. Next, the Manufacture of Madness. Next, Mad in America. All spectacular books. Not convinced that calcium is a nutrient that most people are depleted in, then read The Calcium Factor, the scientific secret of health and use. Not convinced that if your body pH is alkaline, you can virtually never get sick, then read Alkalize or Die. Next, you can read Dynamic Health. Next, the Acid Alkaline Diet for Optimal Health. And lastly, the pH Miracle. Not convinced that magnets can heal, alleviate pain, and cure disease? Then read Magnet Therapy. Read Healing with Magnets. Next, not convinced that AIDS is one of the greatest hoaxes and deceptions ever perpetrated on the American public? Then read AIDS. The good news is HIV doesn't cause it. The bad news is recreational drugs and medicinal treatments like AZT do. Wow. Next, read Inventing the AIDS Virus. Next, AIDS, what the government isn't telling you. Next, Infectious AIDS, have we been misled? Next, the AIDS War. Next, do insects transmit AIDS? Next, why we will never win the war on AIDS. And it talks about greed, power, sex, and politics have combined to create the biggest scam in medical history, AIDS. But now, everything you thought you knew about this deadly epidemic is about to change. Great book. Next, not convinced that your digestive system is absolutely dysfunctional? If you live in America, then read Restoring Your Digestive Health. Next, not convinced that stress, anxiety, and emotional problems can be cured almost instantly? Then read 7 Steps to Overcoming Depression and Anxiety, the Basic Dianetics Picture Book, the Scientology Picture Book, or the book Dianetics, the Modern Science of Mental Health. Not convinced that pain in any part of your body can be eliminated easily without drugs or surgery, then read Pain Free, an evolutionary method for stopping chronic pain. Instant relief, tell me where it hurts and I'll tell you what to do. Pain Free at Your PC, and Natural Relief from Aches and Pains. Not convinced that women are being exploited by the medical establishment, then read The Politics of Stupid. Next, Hormone Replacement Therapy, Yes or No, and Alternative Medicine Guide to Women's Health. And also Male Practice, How Doctors Manipulate Women. Not convinced that tap water contains fluoride, chloride, chlorine, and other contaminants are a major cause of illness and disease, then read Fluoride, the Aging Factor. Next, read Your Body's Many Cries for Water. Next book, Don't Drink the Water. Next, Water, the Fountain of Youth, Health, and Beauty. Next, The Water We Drink. Next, The Drinking Water Book. Next, Water for Health, for Healing, for Life. And lastly, Water Wasteland. By the way, complete descriptions of all these books are available on our website, or you can call and we'll have somebody give you a complete description of all these books. You will notice, by the way, that if you go to bookstores or Amazon.com, you won't find these books. Why is that? Well, these books are real books written by experts that have taken, in many cases, years of research to write on their particular subject. And one of the things at naturalcures.com and what I'm trying to do is take authors and people that are willing to risk themselves and their own careers by exposing the truth and writing these books. I want to expose these authors and promote these authors and get these books out into the public. These books aren't published by anyone. And if somebody does publish them, they print five copies and they throw them in the basement. They're never sold. They're never promoted. They're basically suppressed by the publishers and bookstores themselves. That's if somebody can publish them. So a lot of these people have to self-publish their own books, which means they don't have any money. They don't know how to market these books. You'll never see them. It doesn't mean they're not good. The information is vital. That's why I recommend you go to naturalcures.com or call our 800 number and get these books. Man, give books out all the time. You know, my good friend Charlie Jones always said this, 5 years from now, who you are going to become will be based on the people you meet and the books you read. Books are so important. I get books all the time. I'm reading books all the time. I give books away all the time. Books change lives. Leaders are always readers. You got to read books. Not convinced that arthritis can be eliminated without drugs or surgery? Read Arthritis Defeated at Last, the real arthritis cure. Read Arthritis Beaten Today. By the way, the FTC is furious that I am promoting these people's books because they were happy. Number one, they weren't happy. The FDA and the FTC were not happy that these books were written, but they were happy that nobody would actually read them. Because if Joe Smith or one of these authors produced one of these great books, but didn't have the wherewithal to promote and market it, that means nobody would get the information. So it wasn't a threat. The FTC went insane when they saw that I'm promoting all these authors that are being hidden by the FTC and the FDA. So, you know, you need to get this information. It's so valuable. Okay, next. Not convinced that rebounding exercises strengthens every cell in the body and brings vital health and weight loss? Then read Looking Good, Feeling Great, or Rebounding to Better Health, or lastly, Urban Rebounding, an exercise for the new millennium. Next, not convinced that the FDA is purposely suppressing natural cures for diseases and allowing drug manufacturers to sell ineffective and dangerous drugs. If you're not convinced of that by now, well, then there's a few books you have to read. Innocent Casualties, the FDA's War Against Humanity. Stop the FDA, Save Your Health Freedom. Hazardous to Our Health, Protecting America's Health, The History of a Crime Against the Food Law. Not convinced that using oxygen can reverse aging, speed healing, and potentially cure many diseases? Then read Flood Your Body with Oxygen, Stop Aging or Slow the Process, Exercise with Oxygen Therapy, Oxygen Healing Therapies. Three great books. Not convinced that yoga has absolutely amazing health benefits? Then read Ancient Secret of the Fountain of Youth, Bikram's Beginning Yoga Class, Power Yoga. Not convinced that you can eliminate phobias, traumas, addictions, and compulsions in as little as 5 minutes and read Tapping the Healer Within. Not convinced that herbal remedies can potentially cure many diseases, then read Next Generation Herbal Medicine, Herbal Tonic Therapies, or Herbal Healing, an easy-to-use A to Z reference. Not convinced that homeopathic medicines are a safe, natural alternative to drugs and surgery and can cure disease and keep you healthy, then read Everyone's Guide to Homeopathic Medicines or The Complete Homeopathic Handbook. Not convinced that fibromyalgia can be eliminated totally naturally, read The Fibromyalgia Relief Handbook. Not convinced yet that there are natural remedies for virtually every disease, then read The Cure for All Diseases. New research findings show that all diseases have simple explanations and cures once their true cause is known. Next, Encyclopedia of Natural Medicine. Next, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. Next, The Natural Physician's Healing Therapies. Next, Alternative Medicine, The Definitive Guide. Next, The Most Common Diseases and Their Alternative Natural Therapies. Not convinced that you never have to get sick? Read You Can Be Well at Any Age, Your Definitive Guide to Vibrant Health and Longevity. How to Get Well, Handbook of Natural Healing. Death by Diet, The Food Revolution. Not convinced that proper deep breathing is one of the most important and beneficial things you can do? Then read Superpower Breathing for Super Energy, High Health, and Longevity. Not convinced that your liver absolutely positively is clogged, congested, and needs cleansing, potentially curing a host of illnesses, including allergies, diabetes, and irritable bowel syndrome? Then read The Liver Cleansing Diet, The Amazing Liver Cleanse, The Healthy Liver and Bowel Book. Not convinced that there is a natural cure for diabetes and that the pharmaceutical industry offered $30 million to take it off the market? Then read The Natural Diabetes Solution. If you got diabetes, you need that book. I can't tell you where to buy the product. It's an herbal remedy. It's been talked about and discussed at the University of Calgary. It'll cure your diabetes. Virtually 100%. Nothing works 100%, but if you got diabetes, you absolutely need this. This is the most impressive thing I've ever seen, and get that book. Not convinced that juicing is absolutely needed if you want to get the proper nutrition that your body needs? Then read The Juice Ladies Juicing for High-Level Wellness and Vibrant Good Looks, The Juice Ladies Guide to Juicing for Health, The Ultimate Smoothie Book, The Joy of Juicing, or Power Juices Super Drinks. Not convinced that juice fasting is one of the most effective ways to lose weight, cleanse the body of impurities, increase energy, and stimulate the immune system? Then read Juice Fasting and Detoxification, or The Miracle of Fasting. Not convinced that colon cleansing is absolutely positively needed by every single person, and that doing so can alleviate illness and disease, increase metabolism, and potentially slow or reverse aging? Then read Cleanse and Purify Thyself. Next, The Detox Diet. Next, How to Cleanse and Detoxify Your Body Today. Next, Internal Cleansing, The Master Cleanser, or Healthy Living. Not convinced that your toxins lodge in the fatty tissue of the body and absolutely are causing a host of physical and mental problems that must be cleansed? Then read Clear Body, Clear Mind. Next, Purification, An Illustrated Answer to Drugs. And drugs, we're not talking about just recreational drugs or illegal drugs. We're talking non-prescription and prescription drugs. Not convinced that proper diet could potentially cure illness and lead to vibrant health and well-being? Then read The 7 Steps to Perfect Health, The Ultimate Healing System, Diet for a New America, Ultimate Lifetime Diet, Getting Started on Getting Well, and there's a few others as well. All these books, by the way, are listed in the chapter in my book. Call the number. We'll explain the books, or you can go to our website where there'll be a complete definition as prices for all these books as well. Not convinced that energy exists and energy healing absolutely works? Then read The Healing Energy of Your Hands, Quantum Touch, The Power to Heal, or Wheels of Light. Next, not convinced that eating microwaved food is absolutely dangerous for your health? And read, Is Microwaved Food Killing Us? Next, not convinced that hydrogenated oil and trans fat cause heart disease and a whole host of medical problems? Then read Trans Fats, The Food Industry's Way of giving you a Heart Attack. Not convinced that eating lots of raw organic fruits and vegetables can give you dynamic health? Then read Raw Foods, The Key to Eternal Youth. Not convinced that mass-produced food is unhealthy? Then read Mass-Produced Food, A Cancer in Every Box. Not convinced that sunscreens and other lotions you put in your skin cause cancer and other diseases? Then read What You Put in Your Skin is What Gives You Skin Cancer. Next, not convinced that the body needs natural sunlight and that the sun does not cause cancer? Then read Sunlight, The Missing Link to Health. Not convinced that magnet finger and toe rings can reduce or eliminate pain, slow or even reverse the aging process, alkalize the body and potentially cure many diseases, then read How to Reverse Aging and Eliminate Disease. Not convinced that watching too much television causes the body to become acidic, leading to disease? Then read 4 Arguments for the Elimination of Television. Not convinced that lack of smiles, love, hugs, and affection can cause illness and a host of emotional disorders? Then read The Medical Consequences of Loneliness. Not convinced that your words, what you say, and how you say it have a powerful impact on your health and success? Then read Should, How Habits of Language Shape Our Lives. Next, What You Say is What You Get. Next, The Tongue, a Creative Force. Next, not convinced that writing things down causes them to happen? Then read, Write It Down, Make It Happen. Not convinced that the super rich are greedy and corrupt beyond belief? Then read, Perfectly Rich. Not convinced that you can easily live to be over 100 years old, virtually never get sick, and that virtually everything I'm saying in this book is true? You want the backup? Still not convinced? Then here's a couple great books for you. Read this one. How Long Do You Choose to Live? A Question of a Lifetime. Power Aging. The 100 Simple Secrets of Healthy People. Stopping the Clock. The Longevity Strategy. Successful Aging. The Okinawa Program. On My Own at 107. Having Our Say. Living to 100. Centenarians, the Bonus Years. If You Live to Be 100. On Being 100. And Centenarians. All these books are terrific. They give you more facts, in-depth details, more documentation, and more insider information, verifying and backing up everything I say and I promote and talk about in this book. Please read these books if you're still not convinced on a particular subject. Buy these books from us. Please support us. Support the work I'm doing. The small profit that we make will be used in our fight against healthcare, fraud, and corruption. If you have any questions about any of these books, or would like to buy them, or have a book that you think we should be recommending, please go to naturalcures.com or call us at 800-931-4721. If you're out of the United States, just go to our website, or in the book there should be an international number somewhere where you can call as well. But please, if you're not convinced at this point, then if there's a particular subject, then get the additional information, because you have to have the information to give you the pillars of belief that I have. Everything I say here, I believe 1,000%, because I have read and studied the huge amount of documentation. So when I come out and say a specific thing, such as, well, the FTC is suppressing natural cures, or the FDA is suppressing natural cures, or drug companies only want to sell drugs, they don't want people to be cured, I'm making that statement based on virtually maybe 100,000 documents or hundreds of conversations. So I'm making one statement based on huge amounts of data, and I feel super confident in making that statement. When you hear it, you don't know all the backup data that I've used to come to that conclusion. And that's what these books can help you do. This isn't the exhaustive reference list in which I've generated all my conclusions, but this is a very good starting point on the major issues and the major things that I cover in this book. So please, get these books. Go to naturalcures.com, become a member, and help support this work that we're doing. Chapter 12, The Actual Cures for Virtually Every Disease. There are natural, non-drug, and non-surgical cures for virtually every disease, illness, and physical ailment. These cures are inexpensive and have virtually no side effects. Now, I'm not a doctor. I don't treat patients. According to the U.S. government, I cannot diagnose or treat disease. If I were to cure someone of cancer, I could go to jail. for practicing medicine without a license. I wouldn't be given a medal for curing the guy of cancer. I'd be imprisoned. This is a sick country when it comes to health care. Therefore, everything in this chapter and on all these tapes and in all my books I'm presenting as information only and for educational purposes only. I know that therapies such as energetic medicine, homeopathy, herbs, nutritional supplements, and cleansing can help the body heal itself. What standard medicine attempts to do is look at a person's symptoms, call it a disease, and prescribe drugs or surgery to suppress or eliminate the symptoms. Unfortunately, medical doctors do not look for the cause and only attempt to suppress the symptoms. If you simply suppress a symptom, you have not addressed the cause, and the person will continue to get sick. Combine that with the new illness that are actually being caused by the drugs themselves, and we find that a patient treated by a medical doctor with drugs and surgery continues to become sicker and sicker over time. A good example is a child who appears to be hyperactive and maybe has a low attention span. He will probably be diagnosed with attention deficit disorder. Doctors say that the child's brain chemistry is not right and needs a drug to fix the imbalance in the brain chemistry. The drug may have some short-term effects on balancing the brain chemistry. But the question that was missed is why the brain chemistry was unbalanced to begin with. What caused the chemical imbalance? You see, if this was asked, we almost always find that food allergies, excitotoxins such as monosodium glutamate and aspartame, and food additives are to blame. They're the ones causing the imbalance. So if we eliminated them from the diet, guess what happens? The imbalance is corrected. With simple dietary adjustments, the brain chemistry becomes balanced and the child, in a matter of days, is no longer hyperactive and the attention span is back to normal. This happens, by the way, all the time. I've done this so many times, it's ridiculous. Another example is when a person has pain. A doctor will give a drug to suppress the pain. All the drug does is stop the pain signals from reaching the brain. The cause of the pain was never addressed. If it was, we virtually always find the pain was caused by a blockage in electromagnetic impulses between cells. The Chinese actually discovered this over 2,000 years ago. And with simple, non-drug, and non-surgical procedures, the cause can be addressed and the pain eliminated permanently so it never comes back. You know, I gave this example before, but I think it's important to give it again. Imagine you're driving your car and the oil light goes on. That would be a symptom of a bigger problem. To correct the situation, you could simply take the bulb out. You stop the symptom, the oil light is no longer illuminated, but you've not addressed the cause. Continuing to run the car without oil, which will quickly cause major engine damage, is a major problem. The human body is the same way. Think about it this way. You don't have a headache because you have an aspirin deficiency. The most important thing you can do to prevent disease and sickness is to do the things that I outlined in this book. Most people wait until they have symptoms before seeking medical attention. In many cases, the problem is so severe at that point that major attention is needed. Now imagine a person who never takes his car in for maintenance. One day, the car starts making funny noises. The person does not immediately take the car in for service. He continues to drive the car, not realizing that the problem is getting worse and worse and worse. The car finally stops running and must be towed in for service. The mechanic says all the bearings are worn out and must be replaced. A major engine overhaul. Our body is very similar. People run their bodies with aches and pains and symptoms using drugs to suppress the symptoms without addressing the cause. One day, the problem is so severe, they seek medical attention and are told, your body is riddled with cancer, or your arteries are almost completely clogged, and you need bypass surgery. This would never happen if a person did some basic maintenance on their body. The pH test, in my opinion, is one of the simplest and best ways to determine your health potential. If your saliva and urine pH is alkaline, disease and sickness virtually can't exist. Remember, most serious medical conditions such as cancer, heart disease, arthritis, and any pain in general do not develop overnight. The conditions develop over years before you ever notice a symptom. I was asked one time what I would do if I found out I had cancer or heart disease. My response was that was virtually impossible, since I routinely check my body pH and monitor my arteries. Blocked arteries, for example, develop over years. I would know if my arteries were beginning to get clogged years before any blockages. If I discovered this, I would utilize natural treatments such as nutritional therapy and chelation. I would then review my condition to see if it stayed the same, got worse, or got better. The key element is that I would know years in advance of any major problem. The good news is that even if you do have a major problem, there are natural alternatives to drugs and surgery in most cases. Now, I realize that what I present in this book is said to be unconventional. However, throughout history, unconventional has always been what the majority of the people believed to be true. Those who were in the minority were classified as heretics. The conventional wisdom at one time was that the sun revolved around the earth. Anyone who thought that the earth revolved around the sun was a fool and a heretic. At one time, the conventional wisdom was the earth was obviously flat, and anyone who suggested the earth was round was a fool and a heretic. At one time, the conventional wisdom was man will never build a machine that can leave the ground and fly like a bird. Anyone who thought otherwise was a fool and a heretic. As early as 1970, the conventional wisdom within the scientific community was food and nutrition had absolutely nothing to do with health, disease, or illness. Anyone who suggested that good nutrition could play a major role in preventing and curing disease was a fool and a heretic. Folks, that was just a few years ago. I would like to give you the, quote, cures for virtually every disease. But I have to say, you can't cure a disease. You can only suppress and alleviate a symptom. The word cure is really a misnomer. The body cures itself. So if you were to ask me, well, what's the cure for asthma? I have asthma. What's the cure for diabetes? I have diabetes. What's the cure for my breast cancer? I have breast cancer or colon cancer. What's the cure for my attention deficit disorder in my son? What's the cure for my allergies? What's the cure for my acid reflux? What's the cure for my infertility? What's the cure for my back pain? If you had to list every, what's the cure for my herpes? What's the cure for my cold or flu? What's the cure for my cold sore? The question is, there isn't a cure. What you're asking is, you have a set of symptoms, and you want the symptoms to go away. You want them to stop. You want your body operating normally. If you were to do all the things listed in the book, virtually all symptoms would vanish. That's the hard part for most people to grasp. Because if you have a cold sore, you're thinking, well, I want some ointment that I can put on it to kill that virus or something. Or I want to take some pill that'll kill that virus and cure my disease. No, get your body in balance and disease won't exist anymore. That's the hard part for most people to grasp. However, there are a lot of natural things you can do to suppress a symptom in the short term while you're working on getting the body in balance to alleviate it on the long term. A good example is pain. If you have pain in your back, for example, I could say, fine, well, if you do some antibiotics, you get some Rolfing done, you put some foot orthotics in, there's an excellent chance in a week or two you get an inversion machine. There's a good chance in maybe a day or a week, all the pain will go away or at least subside. Get a chiropractic adjustment. All those things, I'm not sure which one is going to have the biggest effect. And since I'm not a medical doctor or a healthcare practitioner, I would say go to one and do things to balance and normalize the body so the pain goes away. But somebody says, yeah, but the pain hurts now. I want something now. Can I put something on it? The answer is yeah. There's an all-natural thing that you can do to completely alleviate, eliminate the pain in the short term. There's something natural as opposed to a drug. So this chapter really is not the cure for all disease. It's what are the natural remedies that can alleviate or suppress or reduce the symptoms I have in relation to virtually every single disease. And there are ones. For example, if you have herpes, there's a natural remedy that you can take to alleviate that problem. Diabetes is a natural remedy you can take to alleviate that problem. Any and all cancers, heart disease. I mentioned chelation. That's a natural remedy to open up the arteries. any issue you have, there is a natural remedy. And I would love, and my objective was in this book, was to list A to Z all the diseases and their symptoms and what the potential natural remedies are and exactly where to buy them. So that's what I was going to do. The Federal Trade Commission went crazy. And they said, if I list the diseases in my book, and if I tell people what the natural, quote, cures are, or the natural remedies to reduce or eliminate the symptoms of those diseases, and told people where they could buy them, even though I make no money on the sale of any of those products, I will be prosecuted, my books will be confiscated, and potentially destroyed. This is America. So I had a choice to make. I had a choice which I could fight the FTC in court, which would take probably anywhere from 2 to 10 years and probably cost me $10 million before the book could ever get out if I won. And the FTC may be able to restrict my right of free speech. Or I decided to publish the book as it is and put together a website called naturalcures.com where I can give you the information in the private member area and allow you to email me any question you have and I can give you the answer. That's protected under the First Amendment. We thought books were protected under the First Amendment. So that's the amazing thing. So I'm just going to go back to the... I digressed here for a second to give you an update on what the situation is. But in my book, I actually say, I'm forbidden to give you specific cures in this book. The FTC has ordered me not to give you any specific product recommendation or say where you can acquire the cures and receive treatment. And you thought we had free speech in America. You thought the First Amendment of the United States Constitution protected our rights to speak our opinions freely. It's simply not true. We don't have free speech in America when it comes to health care. Now, I can write a book on how to build a nuclear bomb. I can write a book on how to be a terrorist. I can write a book filled with pornographic images. I can write a book accusing politicians and big business of corruption. I can write a book filled with bigotry, hate, prejudice. I can write a book about my alien abduction or how I talk to the dead and see angels. All that's protected by free speech. But I can't write a book and tell you how to cure your cancer without chemotherapy and surgery. Now, someone says, well, other people write books and say things. Yeah, the FTC is not concerned with those books because nobody buys those books. Those books aren't sold. They know that this book is going to sell in the millions and millions and millions. See, they're trying to stop the information, but they also say, well, let's stop the person who's going to get the information out. Which is why I recommend those other books, because those people are free to say what they want, and that's how I'm doing it. So the FTC is incredibly aggressive in terms of shutting down the free flow of thoughts and ideas and information regarding natural remedies. But I'm committed to getting that information to you. I wish I could give it to you right here, but unfortunately the FTC has ordered me not to and promised to prosecute me if I did. But I will give you all the information you seek if you just go to naturalcures.com or buy any of the other books that we have that give you the information. We'll be happy to get it to you that way. So this entire chapter has been, in fact, censored by the FTC. Now, if you're as outraged as I am, please join me to help fight the censorship. And just imagine for a moment what's really happening here. I'm not allowed to tell you my opinions. How many millions of people will needlessly suffer and die because they're not allowed to know the truth about ineffective drugs or about the truth about effective, inexpensive natural cures? However, if you please go to naturalcures.com and become a member, you'll be able to email me any question. I'll give you all the answers you seek. Plus, all the data will be right there on the website. And please help, and that'll help support what we're doing. It is important for you to know that the very first step that you must take if you want to be healthy, if you want to prevent or cure any disease, is to take personal responsibility. Do not rely on the pharmaceutical industry, the scientists, the researchers, the medical doctors, your insurance company, government agencies, or politicians. You must take charge and take full responsibility for your health. A week ago, I met a woman who recognized me from television. Her son was diagnosed with attention deficit disorder. He was incredibly hyperactive, and his attention span was almost nothing. He failed virtually every exam in school and was totally disruptive in class. She wondered if she should take the doctor's and school's advice and put the drug, give the child Ritalin, the drug Ritalin. I suggested that she see some healthcare practitioners in her area that use all natural treatments instead of drugs and surgery. But she asked me, you know, is there anything I could do, anything I could recommend? So I asked her what the child ate. I tried to get her to be as very specific as possible, brands and so forth. I said, simply eliminate all dairy products, white sugar, white flour, aspartame, and MSG. Just do that. I wrote down for her recommended meals, like here's a good breakfast, here's a snack, and educated her a little bit how to read food labels. She became very encouraged and excited about the possibility, yet she remained pretty skeptical, you know, that such a simple change could make a profound difference in a day or two. So I gave her my phone number and I said, listen, call me. And I'm very curious to see what the results are. Let me know. 3 days later, she called. This woman was out of her mind. She told me that she absolutely could not believe the change in her child in just 3 days. The hyperactivity was virtually gone. The child's attention span, ability to concentrate was near 100%. For the first time in 2 years, this child sat at the dinner table and ate his meal like a normal, well-mannered person. She even received a phone call from the child's teacher who couldn't believe the change in just 2 days. These kinds of stories happen all the time. Whether your concern is cancer, heart disease, arthritis, heartburn, PMS, headaches, menopause issues, pain, insomnia, acne, lupus, asthma. I was just with Paul Servino, who has an all-natural asthma cure. You know, the very famous actor. I was at a benefit pool tournament with him. And there is a simple asthma cure that's all natural. You don't need drugs. Herpes is a simple cure. You'll never have a herpetic breakout or cold sore. Men, do you know, I mean, is it insane to you that, what is it, 80 million men need a Viagra-type drug to get an erection and have sex? These are not men in their 90s. These are men in their 30s. There's something wrong. That's not normal. Okay? So if you have sexual dysfunction, it's not normal. You don't need a drug. They're making billions on you. So there are ways to correct it. Yeast infections, ADD, attention deficit, snoring, diabetes, depression, anxiety, stress. There are simple, effective, natural solutions. Again, I'm very sorry that I can't list all of the remedies in this book. The FTC and FDA have promised to prosecute me if I tell you the products that I use. I mean, imagine, I can't even tell you what I'm using. I'm wearing something right around my neck to get rid of electronic chaos. I can't tell you. I've been traveling like a madman. My throat is a little scratchy. And I can't tell you the product that I have right here that I'm using to get my all-natural, no drug, to make sure my throat's okay. I can't tell you. The FTC will come in and prosecute me. How crazy. Keep in mind, I am not compensated in any way for any product I recommend. I have no conflicts of interest. It's not about the money for me anymore. I'm done with that. I've given most of my fortune away to various foundations and things I've established to promote natural healing. And I'm going to continue to do so. I certainly live a very nice lifestyle, but money is not the motivation. I use money to educate the public and continue my research. I also use the profits from this book in many respects, to fight corporate corruption in the pharmaceutical industry and corruption in government. Please know that you can prevent and virtually cure almost every disease without drugs and surgery. Please do the things I recommend in this book. That list may seem simple to you. Do it. You'll see dramatic changes. You can live a life full of energy and vitality and virtually never get sick. Chapter 13 is the solution. And again, by the way, I'll just digress one more time. If you have a specific question, because maybe some of you are going, but I have this, you know, problem. What particular product can I take? What particular thing can I do? please just go to naturalcures.com, email me, and I'll give you the answer. I'll give you the answer immediately. The solution. Over the years, there have been a few individuals like Ralph Nader that have done a commendable job of exposing corruption in government and big business. There have been a few pure consumer advocate groups that have been untainted by the lure and influence of big business money and government pressure. These individuals and groups have educated Americans and the world through the use of books, public appearances, newsletters, and recently internet websites. Although they have done a commendable job up until now, two major problems still exist. Number one, even with this information out in the public, the mainstream media has still suppressed and watered down their message about corporate and government corruption. In surveys, 80% of Americans are still totally unaware of the massive corporate and government corruption that adversely affects their way of life. Number two, these organizations and individuals only expose the fraud, deception, and corruptions that exist. They do little to actually cause things to change. Therefore, very little has in fact changed. And in fact, things are worse in most of these cases now than ever before. I believe that the only way to affect change is as follows. Number one, the majority of people must be made aware of corporate and government corruption. The majority of people must be exposed to the truth about how it's always all about the money at the expense of the average person. Therefore, my mission is not only to write the books, newsletters, and websites exposing the truth, but to invest much of my fortune in promoting these books, newsletters, and websites through television, radio, and print media. The challenge is already evident. The Federal Trade Commission has already taken action denying me my First Amendment right of free speech by forbidding me to publish my opinions in book form and marketing form. The mainstream media is also suppressing my ability to run advertising, promoting these books, newsletters, and websites. However, it must be done. The information must get out to as many people as possible, as soon as possible, if change is ever going to occur. The corrupt corporations, corporate executives, politicians, and government agencies must be exposed. In addition to educating the public on how they are being deceived by big corporations and the government, if change is to occur, aggressive action must be taken against the corporations, government agencies, and individual corporate executives and politicians. In addition to educating the public, it is my intention to spearhead lawsuits, specifically class action lawsuits. Those are the lawsuits that cost the companies huge amounts of money that they are scared of mostly. We file these lawsuits against those who are allowing millions of people to suffer needlessly through suppression of the truth about natural, non-drug, and non-surgical cures. Since class action suits have been filed against the tobacco industry, things have slowly begun to change in that area. The same will happen in healthcare. As of right now, no one is taking the lead in fighting the pharmaceutical industry. Together, we can create a society where fewer people get sick with disease and illness instead of the current trend where more people are getting sick every year with disease and illness. Doesn't it make you mad knowing that corporate executives are knowingly and purposely putting chemicals in our food that make you fat and give you disease? Again, they deny it. They deny it, but that's how I see it. Wouldn't you like those big, greedy corporations to pay for their actions? I know I would. In order to do this, my newly launched website, naturalcures.com, will be at the forefront of educating people and finding people who want to join me and reap the financial benefits of class action lawsuits against the big corporations that have been deceiving us for decades. When you go to naturalcures.com, you must become a member. This allows me to exercise my First Amendment right of free speech. And the benefits of being a member are as follows. Number one, you get a subscription to the monthly newsletter, Natural Cures, right on the website. Every month, I and my staff will read dozens of natural healthcare newsletters and reports. Since many of these reports and newsletters are owned by companies that sell various supplements and products, there is potential conflict of interest, and their advice can be swayed by the profit motive of getting you simply to buy the supplements they sell. Since we accept absolutely no advertising on the website or in any of our publications, and we do not sell any supplements whatsoever, we are totally 100% unbiased when we make a recommendation. My Natural Cures newsletter will give you up-to-the-minute breakthrough discoveries in alternative healthcare, the newest, most revolutionary natural cures for every disease. We will summarize for you all the information that is being published so you can learn this information in a fraction of the time that it would take you to read and understand all the newsletters independently. If you were to buy all these other newsletters, it would cost you $2,000 to $5,000 a year and take you over 100 hours a month just to read them all. We're going to do all that work for you and give you our commentaries on all that information. Next, each month, my staff and I will be reading the most current national healing books that come on the market. I just got one the other day on fluoride. And we'll provide you with summaries and the new information from these books, as also we'll allow you to buy the book from us because we will be promoting the good ones. Each month, we'll tell you the newest breakthroughs in natural cures. On the Natural Cures website, I will list dozens of books by many different authors on various subjects relating to everything I've touched on in this book and more. It is important to know that there are dozens of authors who have published books that contain life-saving information. Unfortunately, these books are suppressed and never get out to the public. I will use this website, naturalcures.com, to promote those authors and their books, allowing you the information that has been virtually never been available before. It will be like opening Pandora's box and exposing to you the secrets of healthcare that are being hidden and have been hidden behind closed doors for decades. The website will list practically every disease or ailment known and give you the specific natural remedies for curing or preventing those diseases or reducing or eliminating the symptoms. Next, the website will tell you what all natural vitamins, minerals, herbs, and supplements you should avoid. Greed shows no boundaries. There are people in the vitamin and food supplement business that are only in it for the money. You need to know what products to stay away from, as well as specific products that actually work. This section alone is invaluable. You may be right now be spending hundreds of dollars on worthless food supplements and not even know it. The website will also allow you to email me directly any question you have. Now, we will have a frequently asked question section on it, but you'll also be able to email me, and either myself or my staff will read your email and give you a prompt response. Obviously, we will have the most commonly asked questions and answers, but this accessibility to me and my staff to answer your questions is one of the most valuable benefits of the website. I meet people all over the world that are sick or have pain or some sort of medical condition. The number one complaint I have is that people do not know where to get information that they can trust about natural alternative therapies. They don't know who to ask, what to believe, or what to do. So they wind up going to their medical doctor and do whatever they're told because they don't know what else to do. Now you have a place where you can ask any question regarding natural alternative preventative measures and cures. Not only can we give you the answers, but we can also give you specific, specialized books, websites, and healthcare practitioners so that you can prevent and cure your medical condition without drugs and surgery. The website will also allow you to express how you have been misled, deceived, and lied to by any big corporation or government agency. Your horror stories could be listed on the website if you permit us. You'll also be able to read what other people have experienced with big business and government. And also, most importantly, you'll have access to the over 4,000 class action lawsuits that have been filed against corporations and government agencies. Most people don't know that right now there are in excess of 4,000 class action lawsuits that have been filed. Many of you listening to this could potentially be a member of any of those classes, but you may not know about these suits. So on this website, you'll have access to all of the lawsuits that have been filed, and you can see if you are a potential member of that class. And all it means is you just add your name to the list. So if the lawsuit ends with monetary damages being paid to the members of the class, that means you could get a check in the mail. This website also allows you to tell us what you've experienced to determine whether we think this is something that needs action taken on. If you felt you've been misled or lied to or deceived by an ad or a big corporation, tell us your story, because maybe we can say, yes, a lot of people are telling us the same thing. We can then bind together and file a class action lawsuit against that organization. And if there's monetary damages paid, because that's the only way to affect change, get these companies and politicians and federal agencies to pay the piper. Because it's all about money. When you hit them where it hurts in the pocketbook, that's when change is affected. And that means you can benefit by getting a check. Individually, folks, we are all powerless against the big corporations and the government agencies that run unpoliced. You and I have no chance against the FDA or the FTC or the pharmaceutical cartel or the American Medical Association or any of these big organizations. But together as a group, we can be more powerful than you'll ever imagine. We will be a force that everyone will consider before they do anything. And this powerful force that you can be a part of will help change health care for the better. As a group, we can demand that our food that we buy in supermarkets and eat in restaurants be free of chemicals and food additives. We can demand it if we're bound together, and we can get it. We can demand that we have free access and total access and total freedom of choice regarding natural alternative treatments and therapies. As a group, we can demand that the advertising that we see on television and the newspapers be no longer be deceitful, misleading, and fraudulent. As a group, we can create a society where there is less sickness and disease, less cancer, less heart disease. And if a person comes down with a disease, they can be healed without drugs and surgery. We can create that. We can create an environment where we live longer, healthier lives, without pain, without arthritis, where we have more energy, more vitality, without taking drugs. We can live in an environment where we can eat delicious, wonderful, nutritious foods and not be condemned to being fat. Please go to naturalcures.com and become a member. The information that you will have access to can change your life for the better in so many ways, it could be hard for you to imagine. So please go to naturalcures.com and be a member. If you don't have access to the internet, we can mail you our monthly newsletter, Natural Cures. Simply call us at 800-931-4721. That's 800-931-4721. We'll give you information on our monthly newsletter. Or if you'd like to buy any of the books that I talked about or have any questions, please call. Please know, because of the incredible success of this book sales now is breaking publishing history. It's breaking records in the history of publishing. People are so interested in the subject. So if we're a little bit behind, if the phone number is busy, please continue to try. Know we are working diligently to keep up with demand. Folks, I myself am determined to change healthcare in America and the world. I believe I'm picking up where Ralph Nader left off. I believe I am a true, pure consumer advocate. My motto is empowering the powerless. Together, we can change healthcare. Together, we can learn about and benefit from the natural, inexpensive cures for virtually every disease. Together, we can stop this oppression by the Federal Trade Commission and the Food and Drug Administration, the news media, and the pharmaceutical cartels. Together, we can stop being lied to and misled. Together, we can move forward in a positive direction. Go to naturalcures.com, folks, and join me in this mission. I'm Kevin Trudeau. Thanks for listening. Please use the information that you've learned and see for yourself just how healthy you can be.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.